It is the longest nationwide strike against General Motors in half a century. And the situation for workers inside the UAW is much different today than in previous strikes. One big reason, today, not all workers in the plant are on the same wage level. As Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer reports, that means the strike is affecting workers in different ways.
At the Union Hall for UAW Local 167 in Wyoming, just south of Grand Rapids, it's nearly lunchtime for the workers walking the picket lines.
We're having regular hot dogs and chili dogs.
Jenny Chapman retired out of this local more than a decade ago. She's one of a number of retirees who've been showing up, volunteering to support the current workers on strike. She says she went through her own strike decades ago with another union. Most of the workers coming in for lunch have never seen a strike like this one.
They're learning like I did back in the day.
As the preparations continue inside the hall, I head outside with the president of this local, Willie Holmes. He's had nearly 14 years at GM. He's never seen a strike like this one either, but he comes from a union family. His mom worked out of this factory here. So he gets it. A lot of the more senior workers, he says, get it.
It's the younger workers that we've hired that are the, you know, new hires and the temps that don't get it. They don't understand at all, at all. They're all talking about crossing the picket line. I was like, don't you dare cross that line. And I have to sit them down and explain them to them.
Now, after more than a week out, he says a lot of these workers are coming around. They are getting it. But Holmes says the workers here also haven't missed a paycheck yet. Their first will be this Friday. And the reality of having to live off of $250 per week in strike pay is starting to settle in. Some workers are in a better position than others.
Financially, obviously, it's going to be a struggle. We've been warned of this potential for quite a few months now. You know, our union made it clear that this was a strong possibility and to start saving some money.
Lisa Sayer says she's worked at the Wyoming plant for 13 years. She carries a sign along the picket line urging for protection for temporary workers. She says the concessions made by the UAW in the last two contracts when GM was struggling have created new realities for workers. The tiered wage structure and temporary status of some workers has a big effect now that workers are on strike.
As a union, you're saying that we're all one, we're all one. You created a division when you did that, and unintentionally or intentionally, that's what occurred.
Getting rid of the temp worker system and tiered wage structure, where some newer workers get paid less for doing the same work as senior workers, is a big part of why rank-and-file members like Sayer say they're on strike. It's a big part because many of these workers remember being temps. Back in the union hall, I met another worker. He was wearing blue t-shirt and scuffed jeans. His name is Joshua Averill.
I did it for 9 months. That was the longest 9 months I've ever had in my life, because you never know. You show up to work tomorrow and now we don't need you anymore. Have a nice day.
Averill told me even though he's not a temp anymore, the strike isn't exactly going to be easy on him. It isn't easy for any of the workers here. Part of the reason is that this plant in Wyoming, it's actually not a normal GM plant. It's part of a subsidiary called General Motors Components Holdings. And the workers here are treated differently. Almost all of them are on a lower wage tier than at the bigger assembly plants. And that makes a big difference as the strike goes on.
It's breaking me. I mean, quite literally, I'm broke. But I wouldn't change it.
How long can you hold out?
I'll hold out as long as I have to.
And the union is organizing to support workers so they can hold out. With lunches, donations. Soon, Willie Holmes, the president of this local, says they may open a food pantry inside the union hall.
I don't care if you got 2 days or 20 years. Everyone has to be taken care of.
I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.